It's time for sips and tips for the helpmeets, those who are helpmeets, want to be helpmeets, preparing to be helpmeets, improving their helpmeet role. Woo! I just got back in town, so I'm excited to be able to do sips and tips, and I'm feeling good today. So I had a great weekend, and I decided I'm going to do something new periodically on Sips and Tips just because I can. Amen. It's a beautiful thing when you can do something new. So I just released the Weapons Didn't Prosper. See, when you're a helpmeet that's suitable, you got to know how to be a warrior, because most of us, a lot of us, are in a war. And I need my prayers to be answered, so I had to learn how to warrior up. Like, I had to get my sword and get studying and training. And some of you are in my helpmeet army for that very reason. Like, Lord, have mercy. I need to learn how to war in the spirit. I need to know how to pray and pull down strongholds. I need to learn how to decree and declare. I need to learn how to cancel some generational curses. I need to learn how to pray for my king. So 31 of my amazing individuals who are in the upper level of the Help Me Army, our SWAT team, because we have multiple levels, because there's levels to this thing. You can't just stay at one level when you're using a weapon. And we know what to do with a sword in the Help Me Army. So 31, and I have more warriors than even are in this devotional book, but 31 were chosen to be in the first devotional book. Because did you hear me say the first one? Because that means it's got to be another one. So I'm raising warriors. I'm raising an army of helpmeets, which is awesome. But we put together a devotional. If you need to really get your warrior on, like you're like, I need it. I need it. Then this is a warrior's devotional. So on each day, one of the amazing members of the Spiritual Warfare Arsenal Training or Special Ops Group, because those are the ones who were chosen for this book. One of them each day told of a time that a weapon formed, but it did not prosper. See, if you are a helpmeet, you need to know that the weapons don't prosper. That's a sip right there. The weapon won't prosper. Sip on that. The weapon might form against your marriage. It won't prosper. The weapon might form against your children. It won't prosper. The weapon might form against your ministry. It won't prosper. Anybody else? The weapon may form against your marriage, your money, your ministry. It won't prosper. The weapon won't prosper. Get your devotional on our website. So this 31-day devotional, if you love devotionals, if you want to be a warrior, you got to get it. But today I want to feature one of the ladies, one of my mentees. And I just opened it randomly. So 31 of you all going to be like, Lord, why did she pick her and not me? I just opened it randomly. And I opened it up, and Michelle Ingalls, Deputy SWAT Michelle Ingalls from the Help Me Army, wrote day number 10. So I'm not going to read the whole thing to you because you need to get this. But I do want you to see, lay down your life. Woo! If you want to make sure the weapon doesn't prosper, you got to lay down your life. Now, we don't like to talk about stuff like that, but that's just the way it is. Jesus laid down his life. So if you're going to be suitable, sip on, I'm going to lay down my life. Sip. So let me just read a little bit of it. I'm going to read what really hit me. It says, I had to learn to be still and trust the same God who created the heaven and the earth, who could make beauty for ashes from my marriage. To do that, I first had to find my own inner healing. Oh, that sounds like a warrior in the spirit. Y'all better come on with my mentees. You see that? Did you read that? Mm-hmm. She had to be still. She had to trust God. This is all about laying down your life. I will lay down my life for the Lord. Okay, it says, I first had to find my own inner healing. The spiritual healing I found in the Lord allowed my emotional healing to occur. That's the sip right there. Come on, Michelle. Come on, Deputy SWAT Michelle. My spiritual eyes were open to see truth about who my husband was and the situation I was in. As my faith grew, I said to God, even if you don't, I will still follow where you lead because I know your ways are higher and better than anything I could ever think or imagine. This could only happen when I allowed the Prince of Peace to invade and take over my life. Come on, that's not even all of it. My God, I'm raising warriors in the Help Me Army. You need to understand I'm raising warriors in the Help Me Army. These are God's chosen individuals. Woo! So all of it is not about marriage. It is about overcoming any weapon. But that was the one I chose. So we featured Michelle Ingles today. And there's a warrior warfare prayer for each day. There's some reflection questions. Let me share one of them. What things can you do to create peace in your life? Woo-hoo. Well, hit them hard, Michelle. Hit them hard. So get your devotional, because his ways are not our ways. And you got to lay down your life. That was just a little bit of day 10. So you can already see. We bring the fire in the Help Me Army. So the ladies have reflection questions for you. They have a warrior prayer for you to bring down the stronghold that has you holding on to your life instead of letting go of your life. Who needs that in their world? Every warrior needs to lay down her life for the Lord. Lay down her life for God's plan. Lay down her life to her Lord and Savior. Well, that's good. I got some teaching in the front on weapons will not prosper so that we can get an understanding in your mindset for real that the weapons cannot prosper when you know your authority. Weapons cannot prosper when you know who you are. Weapons cannot prosper when you know how to pull down strongholds. Yes, I get excited about my mentees. Nothing you can do about it. Uh-oh. When this came in the mail, and my husband brought it out. I said, it's something special about this one. I've written several books, but it's something special about seeing my own mentees grow and excel and get it and really get themselves to a point where they can write in a devotional. So this co-author collaboration of warrior women, you need it. Those who are co-authors, you have some instructions on how to order. But if you're not in the book, you need to know the weapon's not going to prosper. I know what it looks like. I know what people said. I know what it sounds like. But the weapon shall not prosper. But you know how you make sure it doesn't prosper? You lay down your life. I'm loving this. Sips and Tips going to be featuring some of this. But you all need your own copy. You need your own copy. Go to GeraldineYvette.com. It's 31 days of a warrior devotional. I'm going to be talking a little bit more about this because I need people to strengthen up. I need people to get their devotional. I need individuals to follow some of these warriors in the spirit. So thank God for Deputy SWAT Michelle Ingles. And I will be featuring a few people. I will open the book randomly and I will feature a few of my mentees. Can't say I can get all of them in, but I sure will open up as the Lord leads and feature one of them from the devotional book. But that was the way to begin, wasn't it? My goodness. I see why God wanted a day 10 feature, but you need yours. So let's make sure you're getting this devotional on the website. Pulling down strongholds is important. If you know you need to get in the Help Me Army to make this a lifestyle so that you can learn how to pull down strongholds, make declarations, decree and declare, understand how to cancel generational curses. Most people know about spiritual warfare, but they don't know about spiritual warfare. Or they just heard about it. And hearing about it is not enough. At least it wasn't in my marriage. It wasn't for my family. I need to know more than just spiritual warfare exists. Yes, there's a devil. That's not enough. You're going to be suitable. You got to know how to pull down the devil. You got to know how to cancel demonic assignments, cut off generational curses, bring them down and keep them down so the weapons don't prosper. So we focused in today on the devotional book the weapons didn't prosper because if you're suitable, you're a warrior. I'm just saying. If you're suitable, you're a warrior. You got to get your warrior gear. It's on the website. You got to get your warrior devotional. It's on the website. My name is Yvette Benton. I'm a helpmeet that is suitable. I'm excited about the helpmeet army. Excited about the warrior women. Excited for you to get your warrior weapon and make sure the other weapons of the enemy do not prosper. Focused in on the devotional today. Thank you for being with us. I will see you all soon.